Good morning to all of you. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. In our call to worship, we're going to be in Acts chapter 19 again today in our study together. And I wanted to emphasize here one of the practices of the Apostle Paul as he ministered each and every day in Ephesus. The desire that he had was to give them the word of truth. And in verse 9 it says, "But when divers were hardened and believed not, but spake evil of that way, before the multitude, he departed from them and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of one Tyrannus." And I have upon the screen there the ruins of that school that we have still present with us today. But notice, please, the response of some of the people. The Bible says that they were hardened and believed not, and then spake evil of the way. Now, what is the way? Well, the Bible says that Jesus Christ said of himself, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." The response of some of these individuals that were there was one of hardening, one of a response of unbelief, but thirdly, speaking evil of the way. And because of that, Paul said, you know what? We can't stay in this place any longer because the people are not responding. And so they went down the street to a borrowed school and there began to minister to the Gentiles and to the Jews. And there was somewhat of a different response that was there. It was a response of faith. Not everyone, obviously, but for the vast majority of them, once they were outside the realm of the synagogue in a different location, they were able to minister to other people that responded well to the truth of the gospel. We don't give up on people that may respond poorly. We've all heard stories of individuals that have come to faith in Jesus Christ on their deathbeds. People who had rejected the truth of Jesus Christ. I don't know how true this is, but I read the story this past week of Steve McQueen, who was a very proud, arrogant individual, actor, and lived his life to please himself. In the last days of his life, he was dying of mesothelioma, brought on by his exposure to asbestos and all of his racing days, from racing motorcycles to cars and so forth like that. But his wife, Barbara Minty, was a professed believer. This was his third wife. And she bought him a Bible, a well-worn Bible that belonged to her father, and said, "Steve, we need to spend time in God's Word every day." And from the last 2 years of his life, as he was in Mexico taking all these other treatments that were homeopathic in nature, they did not work, but they preserved his life for a year or two, that he every day spent time in God's Word and made a profession of faith in Jesus Christ. Now, I pray that it was true. I don't know. I'm just being told the story that was in this particular book that I was reading. But can God do that? Absolutely. We don't give up. We might say, well, they're not going to believe. They may. They may have lived a life that seemed to have been hardened toward the truth of the gospel. But here was a man that began to respond, began to pray for the first time in his life. And he called out, Barbara Minty said, he called out to God and ask him to save him. He said, "I'm not asking you to heal my body, God. I'm asking you to heal my soul." What a difference in that response. God can do that. We don't give up. But here we find that Paul, in order to proclaim the gospel, had to move to another location. Nimble in the leadership of the Lord. I want to leave you with that thought today. Be nimble in the leadership of God in your life. He may want you to speak to this individual over here that you think is hardened, but they may have changed. They may be open. It may have just been a show. May we be nimble in the leadership of God's hand to be able to communicate the gospel of the grace of God to those that we might think are hardened to the truth.